The president of Uganda says people should not be afraid to visit the country after an American woman and her driver were kidnapped. Ugandan officials announced Sunday the two had been rescued and were unharmed. Unidentified gunman kidnapped American Kimberly Sue Endicott and her driver, Jean-Paul, last week near a wilderness camp inside Queen Elizabeth National Park. The kidnappers later demanded a $500,000 ransom in exchange for the safe release of the two. Ugandan police said on Twitter the two had been freed in good health and were in the safe hands of security officials. The Reuters news agency reported a deal had been reached with the kidnappers to free the pair. A negotiated settlement was arranged with the assistance of the American government. A spokesman for the company that organized Endicott's trip told Reuters. The spokesperson did not provide additional details. A Uganda police spokeswoman said she could not confirm whether a ransom had been paid. Uganda's president, Yoweri Museveni, wrote on Twitter Monday that his country is committed to finding and punishing those responsible. However, I want to reassure the country and our tourists that Uganda is safe and we shall continue to improve the security in our parks. Come and enjoy the Pearl of Africa, he tweeted. U.S. President Donald Trump also tweeted about the kidnapping. Uganda must find the kidnappers of the American tourist and guide before people will feel safe in going there. Bring them to justice openly and quickly, he wrote. Two other people were robbed but not seized and reported the kidnapping to police. The American and her driver were taken in the Ishasha part of the park, which sits near the border with the Democratic Republic of Congo. Queen Elizabeth National Park is one of Uganda's most popular stops for foreigners. It contains many kinds of wildlife, including lions, hippopotamus, and crocodiles. I'm Brian Lynn.